Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I am here with some very special first grade students, and they're going to talk about technology, and we have a lot of excited boys and girls. So let's get started. Hello, what is your name, and what do you want to talk about?
My name is Emily, and I'm talking about drawing pad.
And what is drawing pad?
It's like something that you could draw on.
Why do you like it so much?
Because I like to draw.
You do? And when you're done with your drawing, what do you do then, Emily?
Then I take a picture. Then I go to the flower thingy. Then I like just crop it, and then I put it in the website, in the web pages. Then I put it in the then I push first grade, and then I put it on the first wall.
And why? So you edit and you crop your image and you publish it on the website. Why do you publish your work?
For everyone can see.
Why do you? And how does that make you feel?
Happy.
Does? Excellent. Well, thank you, Emily, for sharing your ideas. Thank you so much. And next, sir, what do you want to talk about?
My name is Alonzo, and this is my favorite app.
Twisted Wave?
Yeah.
Why do you like Twisted Wave?
Because I like to make songs.
You do? You like to make songs? What kind of songs do you like to make?
The songs, like real cool songs.
Excellent. And so you use technology to record your songs?
Yes.
That's really cool. Is there anything else you want to tell me about Twisted Wave?
Well, Twisted Wave is super cool. You could, if you really want to make songs, you could do it. Go ahead and enjoy.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I will enjoy it, and I'm glad you're enjoying it too. And the very next kid we have is, hello, what's your name?
My name is Rosario.
And what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Google Earth.
What is Google Earth?
It's like a big map of the Earth, and you can like find places and stuff.
Very good. Like, what kind of places have you found?
I found Tanti Elementary School.
How does it make you feel when you find Tanti?
Good.
Why?
Because I like this school. I'm very glad I'm here, because if I wasn't here, I would have met new friends.
Oh, that's so nice. Very cool. Well, thank you. And it looks like you're showing me Tanti School and Google Earth. It looks like you're an expert. Thank you so much for telling me about Google Earth. And next we have... Hello.
My name is Anayansi.
My name is Kimberly.
And what do you girls want to talk about?
We're talking about music because we both love music so much.
Okay. And what kind of... How does technology help you to make music?
It likes... You can lick different colors, and you can choose one, and those buttons have like different musics you can choose.
Very good. So what's the name of the app that you're using? Do you know? You don't know the name of the app? Do you know the name of the app? I think it's called Korg, K-O-R-G. And in Korg, why is it so cool? Why do you like Korg?
Because we can make music.
Very, very good. And when you make your music, what do you do with it after you're done?
After you're done, you can press this button so it shows you the music that you made.
You can press the play button and it plays back your music?
Yeah.
Sweet. Do you have some music you can play for me? You can turn up your volume if you want for this. So the girls are finding the volume buttons on their iPads and turning up their volume, and they are ready. So let's press play and let's see what you got. Super cool. Well, girls, thank you so much for telling me about Twist or about Korg. Thank you. You can pause the music now. And next we have, what's your name?
Victoria.
And Victoria, what would you like to talk about?
Liquid Sketch.
Liquid Sketch. And Victoria, what is Liquid Sketch?
It's like you can use like blocks, or you can use like paint to draw pictures. Like you can make a flower or a star. You can make anything you want that is from Liquid Sketch. If you make a mistake, you can erase it. With an eraser, you press the button and And if you start to erase, it starts to erase. And then if you use the paint and water, you the water starts getting around. If you like have the paint and the water, if you touch everything and you want to paint, you can like cut it. If there's a problem, you don't know how, you can just press this squares, and then you can make your, like with sketch pictures, and then with the paint, you can make like some sounds. And if you really, really want to use, want to hear music, you have to press the volume, then you press it, and you will hear it. If you don't hear the volume because you didn't press the volume thing, volume buttons, you're not gonna forget. So if you press like the stairs, like that, you can make any picture. Like if you wanna make a square of a shape, you can make a square. And if you wanna make a smiley face, if you wanna start all over again, you press start all over again. And you start all over again, whatever you wanna make.
And if you make something really cool, what do you do with your really cool things you make? What do you do next?
You press the belly button and you press the turn off. If you press it, it will take a picture and you hear the click sound. You go to the flower and you find your picture and you fix it. But you press like deleting stuff, and then you hit the black on the picture you don't want, and you put the other one. If you just want the paint, and you take a picture of the paint, you can like pretend you're painting and stuff, and then you can use the if you want to put music, you press the music button. Then if you're done with it, you can turn and you can put the belly button, and then all the pictures you've made, you can press the flower and you look at the pictures.
So once you touch the flower and you edit your image, you know, crop it. Is it, how do you crop your images? You get rid of stuff you don't need? What do you do after you've all that done? Where do you put your images when you're finished making them?
I put them on the first grade wall.
And why do you put them on the first grade wall?
Because if I put them on the first grade wall, everybody's going to see my painting, and everybody's going to think it's cool.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Liquid Sketch. Thank you so much. I have a little bit of time for a couple more kids. If anyone wants to share in the podcast, you can come up here. Yes, sir. What would you like to talk about?
About Liquid Sketch. You could use blocks and paint to make some pictures, and you could also make them go gloopy. Everything could go gloopy. Like you could make like a tornado, like I just did, and it could gloop all with red rain. That's how Liquid Sketch works. But you could also screenshot it and crop it.
You crop it? What does cropping it mean?
Cropping it means cutting it. Cutting the things that you don't need.
You get rid of them?
Yeah, to get rid of them.
Excellent. Well, that sounds really cool. Thank you so much for telling me about that. Sweet. Yes, sir, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Liquid Sketch.
And what's your favorite thing in Liquid Sketch?
I like to draw sewers and mazes in Liquid Sketch.
You draw sewers?
Yeah, like this.
Whoa, how is that a sewer?
Because I put green and all of the colors inside it, then it turned into the sewer.
Sweet. Thank you so much for telling me about that. Yes, sir. What would you want to talk about?
About STMAT.
And why is STMAT so much fun?
Because you can learn new stuff on STMAT that it tells you how to do math.
Excellent. Thank you so much for telling me about STMAT. Thank you. Yes, sir. What's up?
In Google Earth, if you go down here, you need to press over here if you want to go back up. And this little person gets you down, and you can go inside of people's houses.
So you can use Street View to get down to the street?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Thank you so much.
And you can do this.
You can tap to walk? Uh-huh. Excellent. Sir, what do you want to talk about?
My name is Alonso, and I'm going to talk about...
Four in a Row.
Four in a Row is a game that someone else plays with you, and there's two checker things, there's yellow and red, so you have to try and make four in a row. If the other person makes it, he wins. If you both